Hello and welcome to another episode of Hard On Radio. This is your host, Shauna Ava, and thank you all so much for being here today. I have a wonderful guest. I always do. I pick them for you. I handpick them. Thunderbeat was given the gift of activating and upgrading DNA through the frequencies of music. Devorah Thunderbeat has won tons of awards for her music. She's internationally known. She has traveled the planet with this incredible music. And she's also an author. So just to name a few incredible things that Devorah Thunderbeat does, I'm so happy that she was able to make the time to come and hang out with us for a bit. Personally, when I listened to her music, I felt a cellular fractalization, if that makes any sense. It felt as though my cells were reformatting and healing so that they could come together and return to a space that is more harmonious and at a higher resonance. So there was an overall tingling sensation throughout my entire body. My pineal gland especially felt very stimulated. And I got to be honest, it's like a natural high. You don't need anything except for this music and a quiet space to go on this adventure. So without further ado, I would like to welcome my incredible guest today, Devorah Thunderbeat, to the show. Thank you so much for being here today. This is my beloved sister, and it's so interesting because I never had a chance to really dive into your work and what you do as I have now preparing for this show and getting everyone excited about what you're here to deliver and the message you're here to share. But it's absolutely incredible. I was telling you earlier that her music needs to come with a warning because it is that activating and healing, and you need to be in like a quiet, safe space. So yeah,
do not
operate heavy machinery, none of that. Yes. But I want to thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you too.
And you have had such an interesting life and experience. And I guess before we get into that, I promise to always do these three breaths because I find them to be very grounding for all of us here, everyone listening. And I feel that I can really connect with the listeners. Like we build this safe energy grid. So let's all just take some deep breaths. Getting to that zero point. Letting go of everything that doesn't serve us. And entering into a higher space to receive the divine information that wants to come through. Woo. So perhaps let's just begin with the beginning here. First of all, an incredible book that's out there. And the reviews are just unbelievable. Everyone seems to, as soon as they open it, they can't put it down. Yes. I've been reading everything I get my hands on. I've been fighting with my mom to get the book from her that she's been reading. Yeah, because it's an incredible adventure and a true story because nothing is more fascinating than truth, right?
Absolutely.
So if you would please just begin with a little bit about that story and what happened to you there.
Well, the book is called Look Up, My Encounters with ETs and Angels. Mm-hmm. And it starts off, actually I want to say that it talks about the ETs and benevolent ETs that I have met, which I've met many of them. And it started at the age of 4. I was playing in the driveway in broad daylight and my tricycle. and the ship comes in, but it was cloaked in a cloud, and it pulls me up from the driveway. And as it was pulling me up towards the ship, my mom ran out of the house trying to catch me, and they pulled her up too.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that's where it all begins. And I didn't remember, but I remembered part of it, and they kind of erased my memory. But after I had some regressions with Dolores Cannon,
The Dolores Cannon?
Dolores Cannon.
Big Mama, okay.
She's a dear friend of mine for many years. That, you know, all the memory came back, you know, because I wanted to know about my ET encounters. I had lots of missing time throughout my life.
And so, this was in places where you are at that point, as far as geographically.
Yeah, I mean, all over. I was in Florida, living in Florida for a while, New York.
The initial experience when you were four, you were in New York.
Yeah.
New York is here in the house. East Coast does. These were East Coast aliens.
Yes. Yeah, it started in New York. And then when I moved to Florida, I mean, I was getting a ton of missing time and disappearing. Mm-hmm. I would like go out to the beach at 1 o'clock in the morning. I'd bring my dog because they wouldn't allow dogs. So I said, oh, well, she's a lab. She loves the water. So we'd go out there until sunrise.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times it would be 20 minutes later and sunrise would happen from 1 o'clock. And I'm like, wait a minute. How did that happen? 20 minutes later, you know, it's sunrise and I can't find my dog. I always keep an eye on my dog.
Oh, yeah.
And I find her like a mile away or something, way down. She's looking for me way down on the beach, you know. And so I found out that they were taking me up on the ships all the time.
Incredible.
When I was on the beach.
Have you spoken to your mom? Have you had a dialogue?
So
you have the same memory kind of thing. Yeah.
Well, she would call me a lot of times. And she goes, you know, they're here. I said, yeah, I know, Mom. So we knew when they were coming in.
Oh, wow.
And they would come into her house. And she'd get a little nervous, you know. And I was never nervous, you know, because especially after remembering how beautiful and benevolent they are, the first thing, which is really cool, my mom's Native American.
Okay.
And they first took me up. They put me in a table. And every room, they had all these rooms with different colors. They were all lit up with different colors.
Oh, wow.
And they put me in this room and they shined golden light on me. And they called me a name. They said my name was Flying Eagle with Many Wings. And I said...
I just got chills.
Yeah. So I asked one of our Native American family. And they said, well, what do you think we get our star names from? Our names from the star people.
Oh, wow.
Blew me away.
Ba-ba-da. Oh, wow.
Flying Eagle with Many Wings. So what that means is I was definitely a traveler. They said I've been to so many star systems and all this, you know, it's a long story. But I've been wanting to write the book for many, many years. And they kept saying, no, it's not time. It's not safe. So, So I kind of put it away. It was like 3 or 4 years. I was trying. They actually said not to write anything down either. It wasn't safe. So I had to do it all from memory.
Oh, wow.
The whole book.
Wow.
But I said, I don't know how I'm going to do that. But once they said, okay, it's time now. They came in January 11th, 2013. They came in, okay, it's time now to write the book. And I went, okay, I'm going to try to do this. And then I knew exactly what they meant. Mm-hmm. And... It just flowed. Boom. They helped me. It just...
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't stop writing for 10-hour days, and I'm not, like, usually a writer. You know, I'm more of a musician, which that's what I've been doing most of my life.
Yeah. It flows like a very channeled piece, where it is just like, oh, my God, I got to get this out. I got to get this material out. It's just flowing through you.
Exactly.
So at this point, do you have any idea what species of ETs?
Sirius.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Are you serious?
Well, okay. I'm serious. We have a joke on Sirius, by the way.
Do you? Let's hit me with it.
Sirius fun.
You're all about the work hard, play hard.
Yeah.
You gotta have that balance. And speaking of balance, it is your birthday in the house today.
Yes,
it is
Libra.
Happy birthday, Libra baby.
Thank you, girl,
thank you for being here on your birthday. This is really exciting time, and you're jumping into a whole new energy because it's your birthday.
Yes.
It's your birthday.
It's my birthday, baby. So the Sirians are beautiful 5th, 6th, 7th dimensional beings, and there's different beings that live on there. There's not one species. There's actually, on every planet, there's many species, you know, like we have here. People don't realize that we have over 1 million different species on Earth. You know,
are you speaking beings, different types of beings?
Yeah, okay. Animals and insects birds. And
yes.
We have millions of different kinds of species here.
Right.
You know, how can somebody think that we're the only ones, you know?
I know.
It's like, hello.
Still, really? Yeah.
So they had bird beings there.
Yeah, that's a great question. What do most of the Syrian beings look like, or the ones that you interacted with?
Well, they said my left rank commander. They actually use kind of like military names, commanders, okay. But the meanings of the commander is different than the commander here.
Okay.
You know? Mm-hmm. Commander is works in a loving way, actually, but his name is Salu, and he has white feathers for hair, and has golden triangle eyes pointing down. And his pupils are beams of light come out of his pupils. It's incredible.
Oh my gosh.
But otherwise he looks human. Mm-hmm. And that's the only difference. His body his skin is same skin color.
Wow.
Same face. You know, two arms, two legs, same body. Mm-hmm. And then there's kind of gray, they're no grays, but they're pink. But they look like kind of grays.
Okay.
But, you know, with those eyes, the big eyes.
Yeah.
But they're pink.
Mm.
All pink, pink, pink. Really, you know.
Oh, I love
pink.
That.
Pink is unconditional love, by
yes,
the way.
Yes,
And then there's golden beings I met there.
Golden?
And they light up the whole room with this golden light. And it's beautiful. Mm. And they look like they have clothes on, but it's all one piece and it's all gold. Everything's gold, gold, gold.
Mm.
And they brought me to the planet, of course, and that's why I met all these beings. It wasn't on the ship. They brought me to Sirius A.
Wow.
And Sirius A is the big sun, and they live inside the sun. They live inside the planet.
Okay.
So they opened up the doorway. Mm-hmm. I met triangle beings, too, like Corey Good talks about.
Yep.
But they're purple. The ones I met were purple. They weren't gold. They were purple and shorter. And they actually, before I could go into the planet, this purple triangle-headed being floated around me and was checking me out. And I said, what is he doing?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, he's checking for immoral implants. Because you can't have any immoral, that's how they said it, immoral mm-hmm. implants in
right.
you before you go into the planet. So they're talking negative implants.
Okay.
So
something from a more negative type of being could have implanted in you. They're checking to make sure you don't have anything like
right.
that. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so before I go into the planet, because they don't allow it.
Mm.
Check it out.
They check you out.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they opened up this doorway, and I saw the doorway open, and we came in with a different ship. And so it's like I said, it's a sun, the Sirius A. And so, like, different beings live there, and they work with color, light, and sound. Every room they brought me to, there was floating colors in the room. It's the best way I can describe it.
Yeah.
Like, just floating, like a haze. Like floating greens and blues and they work with frequencies.
Right.
Color is frequencies. Color is sound.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. So they took you on ship, and it sounds like they were teaching you. It was more of a, or was it a healing, or what kind
of? Well, I asked them where you're from, that they were from, and then they brought me up.
They're like, well, we'll just take you right there.
And then I said, what about my mother? Because she's passed at this time.
Oh.
And they said, she's here too. And they showed me my mom. She was full of golden pink light. And she made me cry.
Yeah.
She goes, the only reason I came to Earth was to bring you in. And I just had rivers of tears just crying. Oh. And I just like, I got all choked up. I'm ready to get choked up too right this minute just thinking about
it. Mama.
But they said that they've been downloading me information,
mm-hmm.
you know, about... color, light, sound, to work with the color, light, sound,
yeah.
which I've been doing for over 25 years,
right.
you know? And
wow.
I didn't know I was doing it. I didn't know it was from them. They said, well, that's the reason why you came. And they reminded me my mission
mm-hmm.
was to, you know, help raise the frequency of the planet, help heal, wake people up, you
yes.
know, of what's going on. So.
Yeah. Ted, they give you any concept of a divine timeline that was coming in the future or anything like that? Or you just knew, like... You know, because I feel that we are there. We are on
timeline for the what shift?
For this big shift, the new Earth transition.
No.
No.
Because it's all up to us.
Yeah. And I also know that time is a local custom, so whatever we see may be very different for them.
Yeah, they said that actually, I've never told anybody this part, but they actually said that I came from the future to the past because to fix it, to make sure that we shift and transition faster.
Oh, incredible.
Yeah.
Were you working with instruments on board ever? Because I know drumming is really your main musical instrument. Of choice.
That's down here. That's pretty earthy.
Yeah.
The drumming. I tried every instrument when I was like 11 years old, and then I discovered drums and I knew it was it. And drums, what drums do is it actually grounds you to the earth, of course, and then it activates your heart, and then it opens up doorways to the higher frequencies. So it does three things.
Incredible. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful.
Okay, so I just want to touch on for a moment, if we're looking at your life now. It seems you've had contact right out the gate. I mean, you're 4 years old the first time you have this memory of it. And then it sounds like you were wiped a bit. Mm-hmm. So then perhaps you didn't have those memories. How was it relating to others? You know, were you then kind of had like a normal upbringing otherwise? And until you had these regressions?
No. I was the only child. And I remember when the first day I went to school, I looked at everybody and I thought everybody was a robot. Because they were so, like, conformed and in a box.
Yes.
And there was, like, you know, and everyone, I was, like, you know, this happy, friendly person.
Yeah.
Hi. I would go, hi, to everybody. And everybody would look at me like I was crazy. And no one would, like, no one was friendly. Mm. Like, they were all, like, conformed like a robot.
Wow.
And it was weird. I go, well, this is strange. And they would all walk in line, you know, and no one would talk to each other. And it was weird.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, I guess, you know, don't talk to anybody or don't speak or whatever. Mm. They were controlled.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Kind of plugged
in.
And
I had a cool mom, so.
Me too, baby. Another high five for that.
Mom, she's the coolest.
I know. I got to rat out. And actually, you and I have a lot of similarities here. The New York, the Florida thing. There's so the Libra thing.
It's
We've
true.
Got so many parallels.
Whoa,
here.
What's up with
so
that?
Yeah, I bet
my
every
sister I lost. So
yes,
my mom
exactly.
Lost
Everybody's out there. I think the tribes are really
coming
assembling.
Together.
Yes, and so okay. So this is just beyond fascinating. So you've just had a fascinating life straight out the gate. I know you were a musician, traveled the world with your drumming music. Was it always this type of activating music?
No. When I started playing drums at 15.
Okay.
And actually it was pretty profound. When I first sat behind the drum set, the whole room turned white. And this white light came down. And I was playing. And I remember it seemed like it was in slow motion. And I said to myself, oh my God, this is what I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life. And I knew it. And my friend, it was my friend's drum set. He was a drummer. He goes, you told me you never played drums before. I go, I haven't. He goes, you sound like you've been playing for years. And I said, I haven't. But it was just so natural for me.
Right. Okay.
And I'm sure it came in from a past life or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I played sort of at 16. I was in my first rock band. I played in rock bands for 27 years in New York City. And we traveled the world. I have lots of albums out at the time and CDs, of course. You know, so did that for 27 years. But I was always fascinated with how each key of the scale, the musical scale, would affect a person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their emotions. I was always fascinated with that, you know, all my life during the rock bands. And it's like, okay, the D, the sad songs are usually in D or E, the key of D or E, you know.
Interesting, I didn't know that.
Yeah, D and E. So eventually I started learning about the chakras.
Okay.
So the chakras are very important, and each chakra has its own key. Like your F chakra, or the heart chakra, is the key of F.
Mm-hmm.
That activates your... So the key of F activates the heart.
Mm.
It clears out negativity, heals the heart.
Yeah.
Your throat chakra is G. The third eye is A. Your crown chakra is B. And your soul, which is your solar plexus, that is E. And sacral is D, and your root chakra is C, and they all. So this is the stuff I've been working with
exactly
now, with a chakra journey CD, which actually I received that information when I was overnight in the Great Pyramid in Egypt. And Archangel, here's another thing with the ETs. Now the Archangel Gabriel came to me and told me color, light, sound. Seven is the sacred number. Seven is the sacred number. Color, light, sound. And he kept repeating this over and over and over again while I'm in the pyramid. In the Great Pyramid in Egypt. And I'm like, whoa. I go, he's talking about the chakras. Now, this is way before they had sound healing really happening.
Yeah.
Like, it, you know, sound healing is kind of like really took off like in 2004. This is 1997.
Gee.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there. I go, oh my God, he's telling me there's a key for each chakra that activates the chakras. And I'm like, I was so excited about the information. I wanted to go home right that minute and write the CD.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what am I, crazy? I'm in Egypt. Right? So I said, okay. So but when I got home from Egypt, I started writing the CD and checking out the keys and how they actually, for a couple of months, how they actually are working together with the chakras.
Yeah.
So it took me a while to figure out which key works.
Right.
For each chakra. And so I finally got it down and I started writing the CD. So I did the root chakra first. I recorded the root chakra and then I went to record the sacral chakra and Gabriel comes in again. He goes, not yet, not now. I said, why? I go, I'm excited about this. I want to do this now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He goes, not yet, not now. So this went on, long story short, for 4 years.
Oh.
Every time I went, I was so frustrated.
Oh, yeah, I feel
it. Every time I went in the recording studio, I'm like, okay, not yet, not now. And I'm like, why? And he would never tell me why.
Yeah.
Now, what happened was 9/11 happened. The day after 9/11, he comes in and goes, okay, it's time now. I knew exactly what he meant, and I went, oh, my God.
Okay.
This is what I guess is needed. It's a timing thing. 4 years now.
Yep.
So he, I guess he knew, or they knew. They know, they can see the future.
Yeah.
You know, because they're in a higher frequency, so they can see bigger awareness.
Yes.
Let's say. They can see past, present, and future. The angels.
Right.
And there's really angels that have wings.
To touch on that for a moment, what is the difference between, like, what kind of a realm is an angel in versus an ET being, if that makes any sense?
Great,
you know?
Question, yes. The angels, benevolent angels I will talk about, they actually hover around the earth and wait for you to ask for help.
Ooh.
They actually float around the earth and they can't do anything unless you ask. Ask and you shall receive.
Mm-hmm.
And it works.
Yep. And sovereign planet, right, baby? You gotta ask for it.
And they actually, I've actually seen angels with wings and they have t-shirts and jeans on, some of them.
No kidding.
No kidding. It's a trip. I'm like, check you out, man.
Angels among us. Usually over at the Gap just buying their t-shirts and jeans.
Right?
I love that, but it's true. I have heard many abduction stories or different stories where they've had these connections with beings, and they can choose a lot of whatever form that they want, essentially, so that you feel comfortable.
That's
and,
true.
You know, so I don't. Yeah, I didn't know if that resonates for you, but perhaps that's why they're like, "Hey, girl, what's up? I'm a t-shirt and jeans. You know, just casual, baby."
Right.
Oh, that's so neat.
Yeah, and they always have the long hair, so they look like rock and rollers, you know, to me.
Like, I got this. I've dated one that looks just like you.
Hot, baby. You're so totally hot.
Incredible. Okay, so
they're like in, they're in a, you know, certain frequency, and their purpose is to help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to be here, just to, that is their main mission, let's say, and they're excited about it. You know, they're honored to do this work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get the sense from any of these beings that they had incarnation experiences as humans?
Yeah. Some of them, they said, most of them said no. I said, are you kidding? I am not going to go down to that place.
Yes.
No,
I've heard that.
Said that. No way. That's why I'm staying right here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the, they go, this is as far as I will go. Some of them, there was a very few, let me just put it that way, would come down and actually be in a physical form.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like. And it sounds like it's also a process, especially if you are at a really high level, say you're, you know, I don't know, 20 dimensional and you try to, you have to almost have to fractal down. It's like a process.
You do.
Yeah. You don't but bam.
But there is a lot. Actually, now they're telling me right now, they're saying there's been a lot. What are you talking about? There's a lot of us that have been down here. Okay. Thank you.
We stand corrected.
Yeah. But the ones I usually meet, they say, no way. Are you crazy? I ain't going down to that place.
Oh, girl, that is a storyline I have heard and I know well. And I know that that's why right now we have a lot of shot callers, as we're going to call them, a lot of shot callers incarnated right now, like the one sitting right in front of me, you right here, because it is an important time to jump timelines in the new earth. And that's what I feel. That's what I'm excited about. And that's why we were talking a little bit earlier about the chaos that you look around right now. And it is a real indicator that things are about to change, because people are just fed up.
Right.
And
people
are seeing it.
People are waking up and finding out the truth, what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, but you know, I can tune into the dark side and they're scared. You know, they're like knowing this is like their last time, their last, you know, chance. And so they're coming on very strong right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I suggest to everybody to stay totally positive. Don't dwell on what they're doing. Don't focus on that, because it will lower your vibration.
Yes.
So actually keep yourself, you know, positive, and nothing can harm you.
Mm-hmm.
Just
absolutely
remember that. So
thank you so much for saying that. I feel like that is so needed right now. And as you mentioned, the angels, they are right around us. So
That's
all
right.
You got to do is call them in.
That's right.
Yeah, for them to take care of it. So I want to talk now about, we've heard some of your history, and you have these sessions that you work with people and you essentially activate their DNA using your musical gifts. So can you describe a bit about what that is? And you call it a 22 DNA activation,
right?
But they've been telling us here we only got two. We only got them two, that lower model. let's talk about that.
Most people actually have three or four right now activated, which doesn't sound like a lot, but and we have our basic foundation that scientists know about is 12.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, once those are activated, that's pretty profound. I do that with my music. I have a DVD or a CD, a 12 DNA activation.
Mm-hmm.
But the 22 is a personal session. I work with the angels with that.
Mm-hmm.
They come in and help me activate. They go through me and help me activate the person, the 22 DNA activation. And just got to rush thinking about it, because I go into these different realms when I'm doing the sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of your guides will come in, so I can tell you their names and where they stand around you, and tell you why, you know, who you are, why you're here, your purpose. I clear out old karmic, family karmic lines, which is, people don't realize you carry around this karmic, genetic karmic line. Like, let's say, you know, it's like a repeating pattern.
Yes.
So I can clear all that out. So that's what I do. You know, go back 1,000 years. Yeah.
Wow.
It could be like, everyone in the family keeps doing this thing, whatever
it is. Program,
right? Yeah. And I can just, you know, clear that out. And usually, when I start clearing the family line karma out, I see beings and actually family members stuck in the DNA, and I send them to the light. So immediately, in the first 15 minutes of the session, you feel like a lighter.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And the beings thank me, because they're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know to go to the light. They don't believe in life after death, so they're stuck. That's why they're stuck. That's kind of what they're talking about purgatory is.
Okay.
You know, that's what that is. So they're stuck because they don't believe in a life after death.
Yes.
So they're holding on.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. That a lot of times what your belief system was or is on this planet, when you cross over, you almost choose where you go by your belief system.
That's correct.
Right? So when you do these activations, are you using any of your music, or is this something that's more energetic meditation work?
I have a color light sound chakra activation session, which I do. Yeah, I use the chakra CDs with tuning forks and crystals, and I'm a Reiki master, so I use the Reiki when needed, and so that's kind of a whole different session, a sound healing session
mm-hmm.
that I do. And the 22 DNA activation, I actually have to move your chakras out of the way to get to your DNA to go in. So at the end, I put you, balance you back together with your chakras. So I lay you down and do a chakra balancing on you at the end of the session. And it's just beautiful.
Incredible. You can do this remotely as well, right?
No.
Not ideal.
Another 22. No, actually, I can do through Skype.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Skype, I can do the Skype sessions.
Okay, great.
The only thing I can do remotely is I do dark entity releases, which I can do long distance on a person.
Now, why can you do that long distance? Maybe you're not allowed to tell me, but yeah, I'm getting a feeling that.
That's another. Let's see. How do I explain that? That's another way I work with the angels. The angels help me with that work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference between the ETs and the angels. You know, the ETs kind of like don't come. You know, like I said, the angels are right here all the time.
Yeah,
and the ETs only come in once in a while. You know, they come in when. Pretty major situations happen. One of the things that the ETs do that I call it my star family, they come in and make sure that we don't blow ourselves up, which is very cool.
Mm-hmm.
They told me,
very cool.
They and people are just hearing about this now that they're stopping nuclear weapons or any weapons going off. You know, they've been doing that for centuries. They said, or for this whole for 68, 70 years.
Yeah.
But no one's been hearing about it because the military's flipped out and they're trying to figure out what's going on.
Of course.
And they don't want anybody to know because that will make them look weak,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the, like to Russia or whatever. You know? And so they're just now talking about it, but it's been going on for at least 60 years. Ever since we had the atomic bomb.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
And they told me they put golden white light domes over every nuclear plant on this planet. So
thank you.
And they said we can't. Otherwise, we can't really interfere because of free will zone.
Right.
Because this is the free will zone.
Yes.
That. But they said when it comes to that, they will. Yeah.
Because that is something that will affect
everything.
Everything.
The whole solar system, mm-hmm. galaxy, and universe.
Incredible.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering what presently you are tapping into as far as where we are headed. As a collective, if you're receiving any positive messages about the new Earth or what we're experiencing right now, there has been so much activity just this year alone.
Right.
I can't even.
Well, a lot of people are waking up, which is thank God, and the meditations are really helping. It helps heal the planet too. I'm gonna say, you know. With the dark side, the dark entities, send them love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might not get it. Actually, it slows them down because they get all, like, freaked out, you know. What is that? What is it? That hurts. But that helps them raise their frequency because
mm-hmm.
They're slowly learning. I've actually had, I'm going to tell you, I've had demons come to me and actually thank me after I released them and sent them to the light.
Wow.
And they go, oh my God, thank you. I just didn't know how to do it. Thank you so much.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, you know, a little tear comes out of my eye. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
That's a wow.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we have all really chosen roles. And so would you agree that they chose to play that darker role for the purpose of evolving or whatever it is they're not, you know, they,
you know, I always have that question back and forth. And
yeah.
I'm not sure. Sometimes I get yes and sometimes I get no
mm-hmm.
on that one. So I do, but I've gotten big yeses on that of here to wake us up.
Yeah.
But then I've gotten like some of them are no, you know, they're like stuck and they're just dark, you know.
Yeah. Well, perhaps they played the dark role a little too long and then they went and they couldn't come back.
They got stuck.
Yeah, they got stuck there. They got stuck there.
Since we're going into like the golden age, which is a whole different higher frequency
mm-hmm.
to itself, the planet Earth, we're in the, you know, into a higher light in the galaxy.
Yeah.
That's the photon belt. And that raises the frequency of the planet just like that, just because we're in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just time for us to be in the golden light, golden age.
Yeah.
And so the dark, to help them, They have choices. They can go to the sun and renew and be reborn, and which will wipe out all their memory and start again. Or they can go to another lower frequency planet.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's their choice.
Okay.
You know, so they have a choice.
Yeah.
They, Rockefeller just died, right?
Yes.
Well, he chose to go to the sun.
Yay.
Yeah.
He wanted to wipe out
all his memory and forget, you know, what all that he'd done and start new again, like, you know, newly born.
Yeah.
I mean, no karma.
Like fresh, clean slate.
Yeah. No past life memories ever. It's gone.
Wow.
It's gone through because he went through the sun. And the sun.
Is that something that they told you that he made that choice?
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, because I wanted to know. Where did you go?
Yeah,
I want to know where you're lurking. that's the reason why. I said, "Oh, are you down another planet? You can just fly over here again." No.
Wow. Well, I'm so thrilled to hear that. Honestly,
yeah.
There's been a lot that family has. A lot of shenanigans from that family in this. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So beautiful. So if we can maybe switch gears back to the music, this, I'm closing my eyes and I can already jump back to it. It's really that intense. How does that work exactly? Okay. So we know everything is energy and everything carries a frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can maybe in higher terms than I can explain like how that really
works. Well, sound is frequency.
Mm-hmm.
It's very actually ancient healing in like the Atlantis, and I'm going to say Atlantis. They use sound to heal and to raise your vibration. So you can use sound actually can heal cancer.
Yes.
Certain frequencies can heal bones. Certain frequencies, everything has a frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the higher the frequency that your body is, disease cannot live in that frequency, period. Mm-hmm. But no viruses, no cancer, no any of that.
Mm-hmm.
It just can't handle living in a higher frequency.
Yeah.
So like I think they have some now frequency machines. They're telling, okay. No, they outlawed them. That's right. I'm living in a different world right now, but the Rife machine...
No, I know. You're very multidimensional.
Yeah. But the Rife machine is phenomenal. And it's called the Rife machine. It's
okay.
A sound healing machine.
Mm-hmm.
And you can dial in all kinds of different frequencies. Oh, it comes with charts. It's actually illegal in the United States to have a Rife machine, but not in Canada. So you can buy one in Canada.
Hey.
Okay.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
Right.
But they have charts and say, tune it to this frequency for this, whatever problem you like. Let's say you have depression. Tune it to the frequency of to wipe out that depression, to raise your vibration.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's amazing. Sound is amazing.
Yes, yes.
And people don't realize how powerful it really is.
That is, it's so exciting to me because it's something that people can do right now immediately. Like, okay, I don't have the attention to meditate or I don't have the whatever it is. Throw on your album, throw on some of these high frequencies and just let it
do its work.
Do its work.
It
yes.
does. You can actually, the Chakra Journey CD, I'm going to say the testimonies I receive is from that is actually... relieving stress, fear, anxiety, pain, actual physical pain. I have people said, my back pain is gone. I've tried everything. All I did was play your CD and it worked. And I went, yay, you know? So I didn't know till it's out what it was going to do. So, but actually, if you play that CD like in your home,
mm-hmm.
Let's say you had an argument with your husband or whatever,
mm-hmm.
that will release that negative energy out of the house. It's like saging almost.
Oh.
So it really raises the vibration and releases any negativity in your home. Dark entities don't like that CD.
Oh, I love that. It feels very much, and the essence, it like slices through whatever negativity, like slices through it.
Yep.
Sashimi.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Yeah. I felt like a cellular... like turnover, like the cells were tingling and cleaning and like almost a fractalization.
Nice.
And then you come back together in a higher form than you were before you listened to it.
Right.
So absolutely. I'm sure many people have experienced different, lots of different sensations.
Cry, but they go, I don't know why I'm crying. I go, you're releasing old stuff. Get rid of the old, and it's healing you. This is emotional healing too. So
this is such an incredible gift that you have given to us here. No, truly. And I will play some of it at the end of our broadcast, but I'm going to warn people to again be in kind of a quiet, safe space because it is that.
Yeah, if you, I'll tell you a story. It's a funny story. The Chakra Journey, and well, actually, I have a few CDs you should not drive with. I have seven CDs out. I think about four out of the seven do not drive with. But this, it was funny. I was performing Uptown Sedona, and this lady bought the Chakra CD, and she's going to Flagstaff. Okay, from Sedona. And she goes, oh, I'm going to play this on the way to Flagstaff. I said, no, you'll miss your exit. She goes, what? There's no exits to Flagstaff from Sedona. And there's not. Actually, there's one road and you hit Flagstaff.
Yeah.
In about 30 miles or whatever. And I go, trust me, you will miss your exit. I told her.
Oh my gosh.
So she goes, oh, darn. Okay, I'm not going to play it. Next day, I get an email from her. She goes, I couldn't believe it. I put it on 5 minutes right before I got to Flagstaff. I ended up almost to Winslow, Arizona, which is 40 miles outside of Flagstaff.
Oh.
I said, I told you you're going to miss your exit.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I have that on my testimonies. I saved that email. It was so funny.
I believe it. I absolutely believe it. This is so exciting. It literally tingles in the chakras.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is something that you need to be in a safe place. You're going to put this on. I'm so thrilled. So there's a lot of exciting things coming up. We've got Cosmic Awakening Sedona 2018.
Oh, so much fun. That conference is like, I've been to so many conferences and that one is like the funnest.
It is. It absolutely
raises
is.
I'm your frequency just sitting there.
Yes. And you will meet your tribe. You meet your light tribe there. The family continues to assemble.
That's right.
At these events. So I know that
star
this
family, you'll meet your star. Your earthly star family.
Yes, exactly. is there anything that you can tell us about the upcoming Sedona or Cosmic Awakening Sedona 2018?
Yes, 2018 in Sedona, April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. We're featuring and honoring, actually, the Native Americans on this one. So
I love that. Yes.
We have Golden Light Eagle coming. He's going to be talking about the prophecies and he has star language that he'll be talking about. And then we have Zuni Elder from Ancient Aliens, Clifford Mahudi.
Oh, wonderful.
And I'm going to be doing a tribal Native American concert. So I got total activation there.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of star family. I call them star family. The people that have experiences with actually the good ETs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be talking about that. Tons of multi-dimensional meditations.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. So it's a three-day weekend, baby. Get your tickets now right there. It's the website is live.
Mm-hmm.
Go online. Get your tickets. It's going to be such a great adventure in Sedona.
SedonaCosmicAwakening.com.
Thank you. Yes. And we can find more of your things at thunderbeat.com, right? So easy, baby. Thunderbeat. But truly, you want to come out. You don't want to miss this event. And Sedona is spectacular that time of year.
It's one time a year.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
And it's going to be different every time. Oh, people were buzzing. I had received so many emails after the last one. That people, for weeks, people were buzzing and going, oh my God, I'm still high on this beautiful conference, I'm floating. And like I said, I've been to many conferences and they're usually very formal.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, and like, you know, very strict and, you know, sit down and listen.
Yeah.
No, this was, everyone kind of participates together.
Absolutely.
And we're all together as one and we're just all shining, you know?
Absolutely. Raising each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's so important now too, to have the tribes assemble and to be doing the work together.
Mm-hmm.
You can meditate on your own, or what about getting in a group where we're all focusing on the same the same frequency of meditation, the same thing that we want to do. So this is
raise the vibration of the planet.
Yeah, I love it. Concert right after, you know, come and get it. Okay, so for today, the card that I pulled in your honor, my love, is Angels of Atlantis Oracle cards. So here is what Spirit wanted to share with us today. We have Hanael, and I hope that I'm saying that correctly, but the goal here is willpower. Okay, so the ancient souls of these beautiful sea creatures bring them to the flow of the universe. This reminds us that all is well in the divine matrix. And so take heart from their example. If your will is not currently flowing for you, ask Hanael for loving assistance, and you will feel the ruby ray force flooding through you, giving you such strength of purpose and healing that you will once again feel clear to emit your magnificence in the world. Chant Om 3 times for greater clarity.
Nice.
So look at that. It even comes with the sound that it recommends to.
And it's interesting because you talk about the red. He talks about the red color, red, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Now the red is root chakra, mm-hmm. but the Om sound is crown chakra.
Oh.
Interesting.
So that is interesting.
So you're receiving the whole thing.
Yes.
Red, grounded to the earth, and Om. Whoa.
Oh, I love that. That's pulling cool. from. Yeah, see, we just got to download from that. That's why that card came in. That's what we needed to learn here.
Yes, the whole full chakra system is
coming
being activated.
Ugh. I love it. It feels so good.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's perfect.
Yeah, it is.
We were both wondering why that card came up now. We know. Have you read it to me?
Crack the code. Yeah, you got to hear it twice, like a commercial. Yeah. You're like, got to hear the advertisement a couple times right. before you catch exactly. everything. Oh, gosh. Well, I just want to thank you so much for spending your time here with us today. And I want to urge everybody to go to thunderbeat.com. Check out all of the, you have links to all of the goodies. So the books, the music.
Yeah, you can see all my music for free.
Yes, incredible. Find her on YouTube as well. There's some stuff. Oh, there's such good stuff on there. But again, truly find yourself a quiet space and take this journey because you will feel a zillion times better. You will feel multidimensional. That's how it makes you feel.
It activates your awareness.
Yeah.
Expands your awareness.
Exactly. And again, we have in April, the Cosmic Awakening Sedona. The website for that is
SedonaCosmicAwakening.com.
Well, thank you again, my love, for being here.
Too.
And thank you all for listening. Fun. Our love and best wishes. Take care of each other, and thanks for listening to Hard On Radio. Thank you. That was Galactic Voyage from the album Mayan Landing by Devorah Thunderbeat.